Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg reports that Amazon uses teams in India and Romania to review select clips captured by its cloud cam security cameras, according to sources. Similar to human review of voice clips on Echo devices, video clips are reviewed to help improve training on AI algorithms used to detect actual security issues from false alarms. Reviewed clips are typically 20 to 30 seconds in length, with some auditors reviewing up to 150 clips a day. According to an Amazon spokesperson, these clips either come from employee testers or by customers who submitted clips to troubleshoot issues of false notifications or quality. Any clips with content deemed inappropriate are discarded by Amazon and not used to train the AI. The CloudCAN terms and conditions do not currently explicitly state that human review of video clips are used to train the AI. Apple announced it's withdrawing the HK Map Live from the iOS App Store, which displays user-reported police locations, safe zones, and other crowdsourced information in Hong Kong. Apple initially rejected the app from the App Store on October 2nd, saying it helped users evade law enforcement. Apple subsequently reversed that decision on October 4th, but has since faced scrutiny from Chinese state-owned media, as described in Daily Tech Headlines yesterday. According to Apple, the app displays police locations, and we have verified with the Hong Kong Cybersecurity and Technology Crime Bureau that the app has been used to target and ambush police, threaten public safety, and criminals have used it to victimize residents in areas where they know there is no law enforcement. The app violates our guidelines and local laws. Waymo sent out an email advising customers in the suburbs of Phoenix, Arizona, that fully driverless cars will soon offer service in the area. Users who request a ride will receive a notification if a fully driverless car has been dispatched. It's unclear if Waymo employees will be present at all in the vehicles or how many fully driverless vehicles will be in service. Previous Waymo service in the Phoenix area has offered autonomous rides in select areas, but always has a human safety driver on board. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify before the U.S. House Financial Services Committee on October 23rd in a hearing titled An Examination of Facebook and Its Impact on the Financial Services and Housing Sectors. Questions are expected to focus on the Libra cryptocurrency as well as housing advertisements. Steam announced it will launch a beta of a new feature called Remote Play Together, which will let gamers play local multiplayer games over the internet. According to a post announcing the feature to developers on the Steamworks site, Remote Play Together will automatically work for all local multiplayer, local co-op, and split-screen games. According to Valve's Alden Kroll, the feature works by streaming a host player's screen to a second player. The second player's inputs are captured and then sent back to the host machine. The beta feature will become available October 21st. The Google Chrome accessibility team announced that the browser can now auto-generate alt text descriptions of images on web pages using image recognition, and even include recognizing text within an image. This is useful for anyone that needs to use a screen reader where images are often unlabeled. AI auto-generated descriptions will be qualified with appears to be or appears to say, and any images the algorithm aren't confident about will not be labeled. Chrome will slowly roll out this feature and allow users to test it for individual pages or for all sites visited. Descriptions generated won't be shared with web admins or developers of the site. Adobe began rolling out an update to the Adobe Creative Cloud desktop app. The new app can still be used to install Adobe Creative Cloud apps and tools, but it now also includes a full-screen management tool to see and search what is in user libraries, make it easier to share those libraries from within the app, includes a tutorial hub, and lets you manage installed fonts. The rollout starts in France and Germany on October 10th, in Japan the next day, and the US and other markets receiving the update in the next week or so. Apple now sells the Microsoft Xbox wireless controller for $59.95 at the Apple Store website. Apple added support for the Xbox controller as well as Sony's DualShock 4 and the latest major software update for the iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and the Mac. And finally, a Windows 10 Insider build updated the Your Phone app with a new calls feature that lets Android users make and receive calls on their PC. The app also shows recent call history and allows for handoff of calls from the PC and the phone and vice versa. The feature requires an Android device running Android 7.0 or higher and the Your Phone companion app. The feature is expected to roll out to Windows 10 sometime in 2020. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.